Today, will the inflation shock lead to an interest rate hike? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World, and that is Post covering finance and property news. Well, Australia's CPI inflation came in stronger than expected in the September quarter, with headline inflation going up 1.2% over the quarter versus the 1.1% expected, and 5.4% annually, according to the latest data from the ABS. As noted by Justin Fabo from Macquarie Group, trimmed mean inflation in the third quarter was much stronger than the RBA's August forecast, about 0.4 percentage points stronger on a year-ended basis. And did he note that measures of the breadth of quarterly inflation ticked higher and broadly supports the signal from the trimmed mean? And he also said it was very broad-based, with 43% of the CPI basket by number going up with an annualized rate of at least 5% in the third quarter. So this is going to put more pressure on the RBA to hike rates, potentially on Melbourne Cup Day. And this is especially because annual inflation remains elevated for a range of services, such as vets, restaurant meals and hairdressers. And annual inflation continued to rise for some service categories, including rents, dental services and insurance, while inflation for holiday travel more than halved over the past two quarters. So again, inflation is broad-based. You can't just blame oil prices, for example. Now, in a speech today, RBA Governor Michelle Bullock said our focus remains on bringing inflation back to target within a reasonable time frame while keeping employment growing. It is possible that this can be done with the cash rate at its current level, but there are risks that could see inflation return to target more slowly than currently forecast. The board will not hesitate to raise the cash rate further if there is a material upward revision to the outlook for inflation. At the same time, the board is mindful that growth in demand and the rate of inflation have been moderating and that there will be some long lags in the transmission of monetary policy. The board will receive several pieces of information before its next meeting that will be important for this assessment, and that includes a full update of the STARS forecasts. But we should also note that the CPI weights are typically updated each year in the December quarter to ensure the weights used in the CPI basket reflect current household spending patterns. But the ABS said that with the continued increase in Australians holidaying overseas, a partial update of the CPI weights was implemented in the September 23 quarter. This partial update increases the weight for international holiday travel, with the weight for other components in the basket adjusted to offset the increase in travel weights. And international holiday travel and accommodation was down 3.4%. Convenient, because when travel costs dropped, others just rose quite a lot. Just saying. So now let's look in more detail at how the numbers turned out. And we'll look at the quarterly set first, then the annual moves, and the city-by-city results, and finally the latest monthly update. And I would remind you that this is all after the $23 billion of government support that's already been put in the system. Without it, inflation would be stronger yet. So firstly, the quarterly numbers. The ABS said CPI rose 1.2% in the September quarter. That's higher than the 0.8% rise in the June quarter. The rise this quarter did continue to be lower than those seen throughout 2022. While prices continued to rise for most goods and services, there were some offsetting falls this quarter, including for childcare, vegetables and domestic holiday travel and accommodation. The most significant contributors to the rise in the September quarter were automotive fuels, up 7.2%, rents up 2.2%, new dwellings purchased by owner-occupiers at 1.3%, and electricity up 4.2%. Automotive fuels rose 7.2% in the December quarter. That's the highest quarterly rise since March 2022. Average prices for unleaded petrol increased to $1.97 per litre, which is 13.5% per litre higher than the June quarter. And average diesel prices increased to $2.06 per litre, which is 19 cents per litre higher than the June quarter. Rents rose 2.2% following a 2.5% rise in the June quarter, with rental prices growth for flats continue to outpace price growth for houses. The increase in rents this quarter, though, was moderated by changes in Commonwealth rent assistance. From the 20th of September 2023, the maximum rent available for rent assistance increased by 15% on top of the CPI indexation that applies twice a year. That's the largest increase in Commonwealth rent assistance for 30 years, and while the increase applied for only part of the quarter, it reduced the overall increase in rents by 0.3 percentage points, the ABS said. Prices for new dwellings rose 1.3% this quarter, though they continue to ease from rises seen in 2022 due to subdued new demand and easing material costs. Electricity rose 4.2%, reflecting higher wholesale prices being passed on to consumers from annual price reviews in July. Electricity prices were partially offset by the Energy Bill Relief Fund rebates, which were introduced this quarter. Those rebates reduce electricity bills for all households in Brisbane and Perth, and for concessional households in the remaining states and territories. Excluding the rebates, electricity prices would have increased by 18.6% in the September quarter, the ABS said. Food prices were up 0.6%, with the rise being the softest quarterly rise since September 2021. The rise was driven by meals out and takeaway foods up 2.1%. Partially offsetting the quarterly rise were price falls for fruit and vegetables down 3.7%. Fruit and vegetable prices fell this quarter due to favourable growing conditions. Berries, grapes and salad vegetables such as tomatoes, broccoli and capsicums drove the fall, the ABS said. Childcare fell 13.2%, and that was the largest contributing fall this quarter. Changes to the childcare subsidy raised the amount of subsidy provided to over a million families and came into effect on the 10th of July 2023. This change reduced out-of-pocket costs for households, more than offsetting childcare fee increases this quarter. Without the changes in the subsidy, childcare would have increased 6.7%, the ABS said. Now, annually, the CPI rose 5.4%, with new dwellings up 5.2%, rents up 7.6%, electricity up 14.5%, and automotive fuel up 7.9%. Rental prices rose 7.6% annually, the largest annual rise since 2009. That reflects low vacancy rates amid a tight rental market in capital cities across the country. Utility prices rose 12.6% in the 12 months to the September 2023 quarter due to price reviews by retailers for electricity, water and sewerage, and gas and other household fuels. Increases in electricity and gas prices reflected higher wholesale prices being passed on to customers, while higher operating costs contributed to the increases in water and sewerage prices. Electricity prices were partially offset by the introduction of the Energy Bill Relief Rebates from July. The rate of annual growth in new dwelling prices continued to slow down in the September 23 quarter, having peaked in September 2022 at 20.7%. The moderation in price growth over the past 12 months reflected subdued new demand and costs for building materials easing. Annual food inflation eased to 4.8% in the December quarter, down from 7.5% in the June quarter and from a peak of 9.2% in December 2022. Price rises have been lower across all food categories, while fruit and vegetable prices fell 6.4% compared to 12 months ago. So all up, September's quarterly annual increase of 5.4% is lower than the 6% annual rise in the June 23 quarter, and this marks the third quarter in a row of lower annual inflation, down from the peak of 7.8% in the December 2022, the ABS said. Underlying inflation measures reduce the impact of irregular or temporary price changes in the CPI, and annual trimmed mean inflation was 5.2%, down from 5.9% in the June quarter. Now, by city, in the year to September 2023, inflation was highest at 5.9% in Adelaide, with a hike of 15.3% for electricity in the last quarter, followed by Perth at 5.8%, despite a fall of electricity prices down 44.6% in the past quarter, while Hobart was at 4.1%, helped by a fall in domestic holiday travel and accommodation down 6.3% in the last 3 months. And finally, today the ABS also released the monthly CPI indicator for September, which rose 5.6% in the 12 months to September. The most significant contributors to the rises were new dwellings up 4.9%, automotive fuels up 19.7%, rents up 7.6%, and tobacco up 7.5%. Now that's the second consecutive rise in the annual movement, up from 5.2% in August and 4.9% in July. While many industries' price increases are slowing, automotive fuel has been the largest annual increase in the last 2 months, which has been driving the movement higher, the ABS said. But if you stand back and look at all of this, you can see here that the underlying inflationary drivers are still pretty strong, and therefore the probability that the RBA will hike has increased. Now, whether they will, of course, will be determined by the lags that they see in the economy, and when they consider the impact already on households, many of whom are now struggling because of the recent rises so far. But, reminding you what Michelle Bullock said again, they're very focused on inflation and getting it under control, and therefore the probability of moving rates higher is now something like 66%, much higher than before this inflationary outbreak, as reported. Therefore, we should expect higher rates. But more importantly, even if they don't increase rates again, we're going to see interest rates staying higher for a lot longer because inflation is so sticky, which is going to put incrementally more pressure on households over time. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.